Our mission is really around changing the culture for breastfeeding and support for women. So this infrastructure is one of those things. Child care, especially infant care, is a major problem for families in the U.S. This is not a women's issue. We always say this is a family issue.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix. It's a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Today, we're joined by the CEO and co-founder of Mamava, Sasha Mayer. Mamava is a woman-owned company that are coming up with innovative solutions to transform the culture of breastfeeding at work. In 2006, Sasha launched the business together with her friend Christine Dodson. Mamava affords women on the go the opportunity to nurse their child anywhere, anytime through their freestanding lactation pods and mobile locator app. By providing access to safe, clean breastfeeding facilities, Sasha and Christine are tackling one of the key barriers mothers face when returning to work. I know the difficulties of this firsthand as a mother of two small children. So on this episode, Sasha will be talking about the key challenges that mothers face as they return to work. She's also going to be sharing how businesses stand to benefit when they create environments that support working mothers.
So Mamava really came about from my own experience as a mom who wanted to breastfeed, but also wanted to go back to work. And we're based in the U.S., so unfortunately there is no mandated paid parental leave here. So if you're lucky, you get some sort of support for 12 weeks, but generally everybody is going back to work either because they have to support their family or because they choose. Within 12 weeks. So I wanted to breastfeed and I had a supportive employer and could use my private office to use my pump. But I often was traveling to see clients and that's where I really struggled because when you're breastfeeding, the baby's there and you can kind of do that anywhere if the baby's not too distracted. But using a pump is logistically more complicated. You're balancing a kit of parts. You generally need to plug it in. And you're really exposed and you need to feel relaxed in order to be productive. So I was constantly basically finding myself in restrooms making food for my child, which of course is completely the wrong place to be preparing food for anybody, let alone a newborn infant. So it struck me then, and then I also understood my privileged place compared to a lot of women who maybe didn't have the support in their work lives or a place to use a pump on an everyday level, and really feeling that breastfeeding shouldn't be a privilege, it should be a right. And I think that's where it started. And because I worked for a design studio, recognized that design is here to solve problems. And that's really where the idea came about, is how can we use design to solve this problem that I knew that I had and was slowly recognizing that many, many, many women were experiencing the same thing.
The team at Mamava believes that nursing should be a right and not a privilege. Here, Sasha shares how their innovative products meet the needs of working mothers on the go.
What I feel excited about is what I call the sort of architecture of choice. It's not a choice if you aren't being facilitated in things that you do. So if you use a wheelchair, for instance, but the pathways for you to access things aren't wheelchair accessible, then it's not an authentic choice. And our units are designed to make this an authentic choice for moms. They're freestanding. They're very easy for facilities to install. There's a place to sit down and plug your breast pump in and lock the door and have privacy. So that is a real driver. And what I love that is happening is that it also has become a bit of a billboard. So even for those people who aren't breastfeeding, men and women, it's telegraphs that breastfeeding happens, that breastfeeding is supported here, or pumping, I should say, because what we do know is that our units are used both for people who want to use a breast pump, but also for a mom who just needs to settle in for a little privacy, or maybe is traveling with more than one child and needs to contain one while she focuses on breastfeeding the other. So I love the fact that through the uniqueness of the design, they're a bit of a beacon that says breastfeeding happens and is supported, and it provides a real choice for moms.
Here, Sasha describes what mothers can expect when they step into a mom of a pod.
You enter the units actually with a smart lock. So we have a mobile app that helps moms find our suites, but also through Bluetooth unlock them. It's all free. It's a way for us to manage usage and make sure after somebody who might not be using it for using a breast pump or breastfeeding, which rarely happens, but it's just nice to have mixed moms feel more secure. And then mom can go in, put her pump on the table, plug it in, and of course the door locks. We have features in the app that allow for a meditation on breastfeeding and pumping, ocean wave sounds, those kinds of things to get mom in the proper headspace. And the units themselves are sort of womb-like. They are circular and soft-edged, and they don't look like anything else. And as we were prototyping, that was something we were concerned with, because this is a whole new category of something we were bringing to the world. We didn't want it to telegraph something else. We didn't want it to kind of telegraph telephone booth or porta potty. That was really important to us. And frankly, as we prototyped, we put aside some of the designs that maybe did have that feeling until we struck on this very sort of feminine gesture.
Before launching their startup, Sasha and Christine worked together at the design studio Solidarity of Unbridled Labor. From here, Mamava was born out of the design and branding expertise of the company's founders. Today, more than 450 lactation sites can be seen and accessed by nursing mothers across the United States and Canada.
We started out, we identified, airports and convention centers. This is the places where myself and my colleague and co-founder Christine kind of struggled the most, because those were the places we were going. And what has been interesting is that we found, it's anywhere moms go or work, which of course is everywhere. So we have them in factories and in call centers and in hospitals and in schools. So for the time being, it's really about scaling this solution to make sure that any place that needs to accommodate or have moms or doesn't have a room has them. And then I think it is, using this platform that is now both physical and digital to connect with moms and help them in other ways, whether, that's extending other ways in terms of healthcare or advocacy and information. And what's also very interesting to me and challenging is that there's a new demographic every year. So we have the opportunity / responsibility to kind of get those. And in the U.S., there's, 4 million babies born, and many of those are for first-time parents. And so we have to make sure that they know about their rights in terms of breastfeeding, and that we continue to engage them, which is sort of interesting. A lot of companies sort of have to reach out, make themselves known, and then they're friends for life. But for us, it's about, using other moms to help us propel the mission and figuring out how to reach those new moms, year over year, who might be first-time breastfeeders, and provide them with support. So as far as the business, it's really, at the core of what we do is to support moms for breastfeeding. And it started out as a physical place, and now there's this digital access and environment, and I think we're kind of figuring out how to stretch both of those in different directions.
Most organizations still don't provide clean and comfortable spaces for mothers to nurse their children. This can be a significant barrier for new mothers to overcome. Here, Sasha shares her views on how workplaces in general fail to create environments that support working mothers.
Yeah, I think motherhood and parenthood as work and valuing it as work that should be compensated. You know, businesses do not exist without the perpetuation of the human race and ideally, you know, a healthier, happier group. And breastfeeding is one of those key factors for maternal health and infant health, and obviously how that extends to the broader society is so significant. The value of motherhood is something that I think about a lot. And, you know, breastfeeding isn't free, right? Breastfeeding takes time and energy and resources, and the same thing that other work does.
Apart from organizations, men also play a critical role in changing the culture around breastfeeding and working mothers.
One of the things I've been really pleased about is we have a dynamic with our business, which is moms use our mobile app, moms use the units themselves, but our customers, because we are working with facilities, are often men. And they're often men, frankly, that are older and maybe outside of the demographic of still having children. But in fact, they get it. And we're not having to educate them as much. They are parents, they are grandparents who see the value in this for the greater good and for the, you know, health of the community, and understand the implications for retaining employees and for taking care of customers, because we're in both private and public locations. So the direct role is that men tend to be in charge of the infrastructure, and that they are adopting our solution or building rooms, which we also celebrate and we think is great to do that. So the role for men in our particular business is really important. And I think that, going back to, it shouldn't just be about maternal leave, it's about parental leave and getting fathers early on in a key caretaker role is what's going to make, you know, things easier on the mother, and then also, you know, create stronger bonds with their children.
New parents and mothers re-entering the workforce face numerous barriers. These challenges go beyond the lack of private spaces to breastfeed. Working mothers also find it difficult to regain their confidence in the workplace, as well as balance their careers and parenthood.
First and foremost, it is shameful that in the U.S. we don't have paid parental leave. You're guaranteed, as I said, 12 weeks off, but that doesn't mean that you have to have any compensation. So I always say, you know, if there is no longer a need for what Mamava is doing, because women and families are able to take paid leave and not really need the places to pump, I would be thrilled with that, because our mission is really around changing the culture for breastfeeding and support for women. So this infrastructure is one of those things. Child care, especially infant care, is a major problem for families in the U.S. This is not a women's issue. We always say this is a family issue. You know, ultimately, it costs a lot more to, you know, find and recruit and train a new employee if you've lost somebody because they've decided to go back to work because they can't balance what it means to be a new parent and have a full-time job. So I think all those things in terms of workplace flexibility, child care, parental leave for men and women are really, really important.
Here, Sasha shares her final message to all mothers who are returning to work.
It is so difficult, especially the breastfeeding journey, because many of us live far away, maybe from mothers or aunties or a support system who can actually be there even to just support breastfeeding in itself. Like, how do you do it? How often? What's working here? Why is this baby not latching properly? So it starts there. Amazingly, actually, this is one evidence of like social media being very positive, is now, you know, moms go into that kind of isolation mode of, oh my gosh, new baby, you know, trying to breastfeed, and they can go online and get sort of this virtual support, which we think is great. And it's really propelled our business as well. So moms find us, they find each other, they support each other in that way. So I think just for moms to recognize you are not alone. There are support systems, even if it's not family that's close, but, you know, online, and that for generations, women have been going through this. And now with, you know, the millennial mom, I think they should be buoyed by the fact that there is legislation, at least in the U.S., and I think better even elsewhere, that protects their rights in the workplace and elsewhere to breastfeed and to use their breast pumps and have the break time. So that legislation is so much more robust and there to protect them, and that it's their right. So for me, it's about having them feel powerful in their position of motherhood. And for the most part, they are protected, at least in the U.S., by law, and they should make sure they're in command of what those policies are. We actually, if people need help on our website, have a really great search tool about exactly state by state where the legislation is that protects breastfeeding and pumping laws.
I really enjoyed chatting with Sasha. I think all of us have a role to play in supporting mothers and fathers at work. Whether that is through advocating for better policies or simply changing the stigma associated with caring for dependents, taking on this issue serves us all. Because this is how we begin to create cultures that support individuals with their identities outside of work, which is something all of us have and could stand to benefit from. On today's Very Godboss Insights, we'll talk about how companies can ensure that maternity leave doesn't hurt women's careers. A recent article published in Harvard Business Review shares the challenges that women face when they return to work after parental leave. The authors conducted a multi-phase study to find out what makes some transitions more difficult than others. In the first phase of the study, the researchers surveyed 300 women based in Ireland and the UK right before they returned to work from parental leave. These women expressed concern about leaving their children, but also shared how they looked forward to transitioning back into their work routine. In the second phase of the study, the researchers interviewed employees at 28 organisations across a variety of sectors. The participants shared that returning to work was tougher than expected. Women cited a significant decline in positive emotions once they returned to work. In many of the firms involved in the study, parental leave was viewed as a major disruption. Additionally, the researchers also found signs that colleagues held unconscious biases against working mothers. The authors shared several recommendations for leaders. These include setting up mentoring programs and creating an open dialogue for returning employees, as well as making sure that the organizational culture positions parental leave as a brief interlude and not a major disruption. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Whether you have children or not, each of us play a role in supporting working mothers and fathers. Just a reminder, if you haven't already, please sign up to my weekly newsletter at michellepking.com/affix. I hope you all have a great week, and I'll catch you guys again on the next episode.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.